The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Talk about a survey that has been published today. It says that having children won't make you any happier. According to a study of about 1,000 adults, it was found there's no difference in life satisfaction between those with and without children. It also found, interestingly, that childless people are more broad-minded than their parenting peers. Well, journalist Tanya Sweeney joins me on the line, as does producer and journalist Brenda Dennehy. You're both very welcome to the show, folks. Brenda, am I right in saying you have no children? Is that right?
No, I have no kids, and I prefer to use the word child-free than childless.
Oh, child-free, okay.
Yeah, child-free, yeah. I think it sounds more, I don't think it has much of a negative connotation with it, it just sounds better. That's the term I use anyway, child-free.
Okay, is it the childless, is that, I suppose that's indicative of lacking something, is it?
Yeah, that's what I kind of find, and I suppose child-free for me is a choice, whereas I, like, it's not in my plan. Like, I've never aspired to be a mother. I've never aspired to have children. Now, I'm 36, so I know some people might still think, you know, you're still young, but I can't
Brenda,
see it
Brenda, it's just because you haven't met the right person yet.
Oh, Kieran, stop that. Do not. That's one of the worst things that people say. I get that all the time. It's kind of like, but sure you'll meet the right man. No, and that'll change everything. Absolutely not. He won't. Like, I've met many a man, like, and their plan is to have kids, but, like, it wouldn't be mine. So as I had mentioned there to someone previously, like if I'd met a guy now and his plan for the next 2 years was to settle down, have kids, I'd be like, I'm not the girl for you. So because it's not my ambition. It's not my destiny.
Was it ever on the agenda?
No, it wasn't. I suppose like I look back, you know yourself, you kids. So, I mean, you can look back to time. Maybe it's more of a female thing where you'd be like, oh, when I have children, I want their names. You've their names picked out and all that. And as a small young girl, you would see like them pushing around little prams and pretending to be the mother of the child in the pram and all that kind of stuff. I was never like that. I can't remember going back to my childhood or my teenage years, you know, wanting to have kids. And even in my 20s, it was never like, you know, oh God, I need to settle down and meet someone and, you know, have kids. And I suppose then people may say, okay, so you're not with anyone at the moment by choice. Would you not go and be a solo mum? But I'm just kind of like, can people back off? It's like an interrogation. I am happy without kids. Like I am as content as I have been in all of my life. So, and I've worked really hard to be on this level of happiness. So I'm kind of like, why? I don't need to change it.
But do people believe you when you say that?
I don't think so. No, it's kind of, they're kind of like, it's like, oh, you'll regret it. You'll be lonely. And the one they love saying, what do you do when you're 60 and lonely? So I just kind of say like, I said in an article, like I said, when I'm 60, I hope to be over in Tenerife singing karaoke with the Irish equivalent to the ICA. So
that's the plan when you're 60s, no kind of doing the babysitting for the grandkids, nothing like that ever on the agenda.
I'll look after my nieces and nephew and maybe friends' kids, but I just can never like imagine it. And I know people like this regret thing, like I know people in their 60s and 70s who haven't had kids, and I often would ask them, do you regret not having kids? And they say, no, I've never heard anyone say, I regret not having them. Obviously, there's people who can't have kids. And that is another issue and everything. Like, and, you know, that's really sad that, you know, it hasn't happened for them, of course, you know, and they may have always wanted that. But I'm talking about the people like myself. I mean, like, I look at Oprah Winfrey, like she's the first black billionaire in the world. And she doesn't have kids. So she's one of the most successful people out there. And she actually had said that she didn't think it would be fair to have kids, you know, just because of like how her life was. She's more of a career woman. I suppose I feel that I'm more of a career woman. That's kind of my future, my destiny. And kids has never been on the agenda. And I suppose also, I just want to say, for girls my age, women my age, and in and around the, like, as people say, you're on the wrong side of 30 now. There's a lot of pressure that I see some of my friends going through because they haven't met someone, and like they'll get the, oh, time is pushing on now. You know, you want to be settling down, meeting someone. Like I even had a GP a while back, you know, I was just getting my script for my pill, and he made the remark like, oh, you'd want to be getting on with things. Time is ticking. You know, these
Yeah. And what did you say to him?
I was in shock. I was like, sure, like, what business is it of yours? I know you're my doctor, but that's not my plan. But it was kind of like, okay, what's wrong with her now? You know, that what she needs to be thinking about, you know, if she wants kids, because time is ticking. You know, it's a very insensitive thing to say to people. So Yeah, it's just, it's never been for me. And I suppose I would look, I suppose that survey, I would look at some people who have kids and my own friends and stuff like that. I would say I'm as happy as them, and then sometimes probably happier than others.
Are you often the subject of unwelcome pity when you find yourselves in certain situations? Because you are of an age, I guess, where probably a lot of your friends do have young kids. And, you know, I know it. When you've got young kids, they do unfortunately tend to be the topic of conversation an awful lot of the time.
Yeah, I probably would, without knowing, kind of zone out.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I probably do feel like a spare part at times. I'm kind of like, okay, yeah. And I says, I have a little dog. So I might say, oh yeah, the dog does that too. Or like the dog was crying last night or something. But it's not the same. Like, and I know that, but I probably zone out when it happens. And I do probably feel a little awkward. But I suppose in life, you know, your friends change, your relationships change. I would have a certain cohort of friends who are in the same position as me. So I suppose I would find myself hanging out with them more so than the ones that have kids. Because, you know, they're busier with their lives. Whereas my single friends and or friends who don't have kids, you know, I suppose they're more easily accessible to me to hang out with.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mentioned Tanya Sweeney, the journalist who's on the line as well. Tanya, if you and I had been speaking a few years ago, maybe when you were the same age as Brenda, mid-30s, would you have had the same take?
Yeah, I mean, I loved being child-free, you know, in my 30s. I mean, I got to travel with impunity. I got to go out wherever I wanted to. I had a fantastically full social life. And a part of me now that I am a mother really, really missed hugely, you know. And I mean, it's so kind of strange to say, you know, I thought I was going to be child-free forever. And then at 41, I found myself unexpectedly pregnant. And I hate saying that to people like Brenda, because it sounds like, oh, hang on in there now, and you might get lucky like me. And I don't mean it like that at all. I just mean that, you know, this is the ball that life threw at me, and I kind of, you know, went for it, you know, that kind of way. So I'm now the mum of a two-year-old. I'm absolutely exhausted. Haven't been in a restaurant yet. I definitely miss a lot of, you know, the life I had maybe 3 years ago. But, you know, and this Michigan study said that there was no difference in life satisfaction between parents and child-free individuals. And I believe that because,
yeah,
you know, you make, you know, you kind of deal with what's dealt to you in life, you know, that kind of way. And you're either a happy person whether you're child-free or not, you know. And part of me hates that we are creating this kind of us and them with child-free people and parents, you know. And child-free people are always asked, well, why is that? Why are you making that choice? Whereas it should be just, you know, it should be just absolutely fine to be child-free and not have to justify that decision to anybody, in the way that, you know, getting pregnant and having a child at 42 is a decision that I took, and I shouldn't have to justify that one either.
What was the reaction when you told people we were pregnant? Because, you know, like as Brenda explained there, you know, there's certain people who kind of, you know, tell her, oh, you hang on in there, you'll get there, don't worry about it. I mean, was there kind of a sense of almost relief among some of your friends? Oh,
oh
great,
God, no.
Tanya.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Everyone thought I was, like, you know, pulling a pin on a grenade. I was the most single person you've ever met in your life. I had made a career. I was writing about being single. And, you know, I remember saying to a friend of mine really coyly, I was like, I'm not drinking. And she was like, oh, God. And she actually thought I was on my way to rehab. And I was like, no, I'm pregnant. You know, but she actually thought that it was more likely that I was, you know, seeking help for an alcohol problem rather than, you know, being pregnant with, you know, with child at 41, as it was, you know. But yeah, a lot of people were really, really surprised, including myself, you know.
And would you have been the child pushing the pram around as well? Or like Brenda, was it kind of never on the agenda for you until it happened?
You know, waned, I suppose, as a child, you know, like I really, you know, thought I would be a parent, you know, and hoped I would be a parent when I was young, you know. Remember being kind of broody, weirdly broody in my teens. And then, you know, life comes at you fairly fast after that. You know, you go dating, you meet a rake of Ronans, you know, and you're like, God, I don't think parenthood is for me. By the time I got to about 35 and 36, I'd really made peace with the fact that I that was not going to be my avenue, you know. And I was actually very proud of the fact that I was, you know, on this course, the child-free course, single course, happy out, you know. And a lot of my friends would have said, you know what, you know, just to, you know, you'll hit 40 and you'll really want to do it. And I'm like, I don't think so. Why would I have a child just to appease my 50-year-old self, you know? And, you know, in the end, the decision was sort of taken taken out of my hands a little bit. So,
did you find, Tanya, when you were in your mid-30s, we'll say, when a lot of your friends maybe had very young kids, they were kind of starting to have them, so you know that they would have had them, and I know, like I said to Brenda, like it does become the only topic of conversation amongst that group of people for a time. I know I went through that period of where all we talked about was the kids, because I guess they're all consuming, so it's natural that it's what you talk about. That you kind of felt yourself a little outside the group?
Not at all. No, I mean, for some weird reason, all of my friends, and I don't know how this happened, but they were all single, all sort of career women, and all, you know, who had so much more interesting things to talk about than, you know, what, you know, the two-year-old had done in the potty 2 days before. You know, we weren't having those conversations, and I was not hanging around with those people, you know. And, you know, I even now, you know, I try and be quite sensitive if I'm in a kind of a group situation. And you can tell the kind of the conversation, if there's parents there, it does tend to kind of, you know, lurch around to advice on this and that and the other, you know. And I do try, I think, to try and, you know, move it away if there are child-free people there, because that's the most boring conversation to have to witness or bear witness to if you're not a parent, you know, to be honest.
Brenda,
I find it boring and I am a parent.
Brenda, like, is there ever a point that society gets to where there's no subtle expectation on people to have children, do you think? I mean, because there will be people who get in touch and say, hold on, like, so much of our biology is actually just designed around reproduction, that it's kind of, it's just, it's natural that there maybe is some sort of expectation.
Well, I suppose I would agree somewhat, Kieran, but like, I suppose just because I'm a woman as well, like, it doesn't mean that I'm obligated to reproduce. So that's the way I would see it. And also as well, I suppose, you know what, as Irish people, we're conditioned to, you know, you in your 20s, 30s, you know, you meet the man or the woman and you get married, and, you know, it's like straight away, like, the bride isn't even down the aisle. The groom doesn't even have his dicky bow off their people. Like, anything stirring there, is there any news or anything like that? This expectation for people, you know, when are they going to have children? And I just think that's very much an Irish thing. And I think now discussions such as this and studies such as the one we're speaking about as well, you know, things are kind of probably hopefully changing, because I was actually overwhelmed when I wrote the article first on it, the amount of people that actually came to me and, you know, just said, listen, I feel the same. Like, there were a couple of hundred people who just came to me on Instagram, messaging me on Facebook or whatever. And it wasn't just like women. It was actually couples as well who, like, listen, we're married and we don't want to have kids. You know, we're happily married, you know, on our own. And then I've had men as well saying, you know, it's been a deal breaker for me with, you know, girlfriends or we'll say boyfriends that I didn't want to have kids either. So I think times are changing, whereas people, like, are probably less under pressure. Society is changing, and I suppose, like, for me, certainly it's my decision, not society's. So and like Tanya's made a lot of valid points there, and I like what she said about, you know, it's not us against them. It's not like, oh, I don't have kids, so I'm happier than you. And I would never want it to become like anything at all. Like, you know, the key to life is like happiness at the end of the day, you know. So that's what we all aspire to be happy. Like,
some of those people who are in agreement with you and have been are texting in as well on 53106. Kieran, I'm 42. I'm 10 years together with my husband, and I'm fed up of people telling me that we'll regret not having kids. People can be very insensitive. And someone else says, I'm 39. I'm a singleton, and I'm very happy with my life choices. And it wrecks my head when I am asked if I am ready to settle. People are unintentionally rude. Tanya and Brenda, thank you both very much for your time. Tanya Sweeney is a journalist, of course, and Brenda Dennehy, producer and journalist. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder after the break. We'll explain exactly how the DUP appear to be eating themselves alive.